Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Some Instagram users in Brazil report the app is testing a Show All button when viewing Stories content. This will display the three most recent stories from an account, but hide the rest behind that Show All button. Currently, users can post up to 100 stories in a row. Samsung announced a partner early access program for its SmartThings home platform, which will allow companies to start testing device compatibility with the Matter smart home standard. Samsung said it's working with several smart home vendors on device testing, indicating Matter-compatible light bulbs, switches, motion sensors, and door locks are in development for Matter's fall launch. Amazon launched Smart Commerce in India, which will offer a range of services to retail stores, including creating digital storefronts, digitalizing billing, inventory management, and chat-based shopping integration. Amazon says stores of any size in India can sign up for the new program. Elon Musk tweeted again Tuesday that his acquisition of Twitter can't move forward until he is convinced that Twitter's claim of 5% fake accounts is true. Twitter claimed that number in an SEC filing that Musk used to justify his bid. Market research firm SparkToro recently estimated the number at close to 19%, but that research counts automated accounts, such as ones that post news headlines. At an event in Miami on Monday, Musk said a deal at a lower price wasn't out of the question. Tuesday, Twitter issued a statement saying it is committed to completing the transaction on the agreed price and terms as promptly as practicable. Musk waived due diligence when he signed the agreement to acquire the company and would need to pay $1 billion if he walks away from the deal. Google's Russian subsidiary submitted a notice of intent to declare bankruptcy. A Google spokesperson said the seizures of Google Russia's bank accounts by authorities made it untenable for it to meet its financial obligations and continue to function. Google will continue to offer its free services in Russia. Snap's social map app Zenly began rolling out its own mapping data and engine, initially available for maps of Taipei, Tokyo, Paris, Los Angeles, New York, and Seoul. The new map engine now supports more customizations, able to integrate social data with mapping data in a single view. Zenly began working on the new maps in 2019 using data from OpenStreetMap and proprietary third parties. Amazon refreshed its Fire 7 tablets, offering double the RAM of the previous generation, a 30% faster quad-core processor, up to 10 hours of battery life, and a USB-C port. The Fire 7 and Fire 7 for Kids are available for pre-order now for $60 and $110 respectively. John Deere is acquiring an algorithm package from artificial intelligence startup Light to further its development of fully autonomous farming. The company tells the Next Web that the acquisition will not only accelerate the development and deployment of the company's AI tech, but allow the equipment to literally move faster, safely, without human intervention. At its security summit, Google Cloud announced assured open-source software services, which will offer enterprise and government customers access to vetted open-source packages Google uses on its own projects. These packages are signed by Google and distributed from a secured registry, where they're regularly scanned, analyzed, and tested for vulnerabilities. In 2020, Parallels Desktop came to Chrome OS, letting enterprise users run Windows apps. At launch, this required an Intel Core i5 or better processor and 16 gigabytes of RAM. The latest update to Parallels Desktop now brings the software to lower-end Chromebooks, now requiring an 11th-gen Intel Core i3 or AMD Ryzen 3 5000 series CPU and 8 gigabytes of RAM. The e-bike company Serial One announced its second-generation e-bikes, which now offer software features powered by Google Cloud. These include tracking trips, turn-by-turn navigation, and control of security features, as well as added cellular and GPS connectivity. The new bikes retain Serial One's existing 250-watt powertrain with top speeds up to 20 miles per hour. Serial One spun out from Harley-Davidson in October 2020. Bloomberg sources say Apple's former director of machine learning, Ian Goodfellow, agreed to accept a new position with Google's DeepMind. Goodfellow resigned from Apple over its return to office policy and previously worked as a staff researcher at Google from 2017 to 2019. Goodfellow is a widely cited researcher on generative adversarial networks, or GANs. Microsoft began rolling out its new Outlook for Windows client to Office Insider beta testers, which can now be used with business or education Microsoft 365 accounts. The new client resembles the Outlook web client and offers new features like message reminders, tagging cloud-saved documents with file names for easier sharing, and a calendar board. And finally, Vivo announced its latest flagship phone, the X80 Pro. It features typical 2022 flagship specs, offering a 1440p 120Hz curved OLED display with an underscreen fingerprint reader powered by Qualcomm's 3D Sonic Max technology. This uses a larger scanning area and can be set up to require two simultaneous fingerprints for extra authentication. It also features a Zeiss-branded rear camera system powered by a custom imaging chip, the V1 Plus. No word on pricing or availability. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.